him for the beauty of the earth. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we praise this our hymn, a grateful praise. Let's greet one another with God's peace as long as we're standing this morning. Kelly was wondering where she should sit this morning, and she didn't want to sit in someone else's seat. Kelly, this is our an associate conference minister, and the conference minister is coming in a couple weeks,
November 3rd,
and you've been working on that. Let me have that mic. And I asked her if, thank you. I asked her if she wanted to say a few words. So here it is.
Good morning. I'm Kelly. I've been here before. It was a year ago, February, I think that it was that I came. But I just want to bring greetings from the conference, and I'm so grateful to be with all of you this morning. I bring all greetings from our 103 other churches here in the Minnesota Conference, and always like to take this opportunity to offer the gratitude of the conference to all of you for being a faithful presence in this place, in Plato, in this time. We're so grateful that you're here, and I don't think we say it enough. And I hope you know that you are in our prayers, and that we are here for you if you should ever need anything. And it is our hope in the coming, now that we'll have a conference minister and a full staff, praise God, our goal for the next couple years is to really connect with one another and connect our churches to each other and be present with our churches. So I hope you feel that as the years go on. So thank you for having me.
And as they say, thanks for being had.
That happens more often than that.
No, we're glad you came here this morning again. And I hope it didn't cut your vacation short.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, all right. Other joys, concerns. I have a list here. Dave, do you want to say a word about your owie?
I can, but I've got something else.
All right.
That's more important.
What can be more important than your foot?
Last Sunday, Mike Hart came up and asked if just something about if there was somebody in our congregation that needed help raking leaves or picking up sticks or something like that in your yard, and he was going to spearhead a group to go around and help those people out. So if there is anybody besides myself now that you would like to have some leaves raked up or something done around the house, talk to Mike and maybe we can get some help for you. And my injury is I ruptured my Achilles tendon and having surgery tomorrow at 2:00. So your prayers are much needed. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Dave. I see there's another church in, I think it's in Hutchinson, that's doing something special for the Dominican Republic too. I think it's one of the Lutheran churches, so that's good to hear. Dave has led groups to, in fact, it started here, didn't it, Charlie? Where's Charlie? You started that many years ago. I remember you coming to the church in Hutchinson and telling about this program of helping to build a church in the Dominican Republic. And it's still going. We still support it. I don't know if anyone's going to attend in person this year, but
in February, if everything goes well, I plan on going with a group from Illinois to the Dominican Republic again. So I'm looking forward to that. So we are thinking about having a spaghetti dinner in November 2nd. So that's keep that on the date, but it all depends on me, I guess.
Okay. And go easy on those dogs, you know. They were with him when it happened. And he claims it wasn't because he was kicking them, so that's good. Louis and Ardeen are celebrating their, what is it? 60th anniversary? A big party someplace this morning, and he hopes to be here for the council meeting afterwards, at least some of the time, right, Dave? Yeah. Other joys, concerns? Yeah. It doesn't record then.
I'd like to thank everybody for the prayers they gave for Shelley. She is recovering very, very well. The surgery went really well, and she is recovering. The Mayo says she's doing better than they expected, so... and her surgeons all said they love working on a younger person, which gave her a boost because she's 40, and they called her a younger person. So, but yeah, her recovery
that's a relative,
is doing great.
Some relative.
That's yeah, Donovan's fiance, my brother Donovan.
Oh, that's
fiance.
Right, his fiance. Yep. Yeah, the tree man in Hutchinson.
Orville and I will be leaving in 2 hours to go to Denver, Colorado for my nephew's funeral, and I would like prayers for his twin brother. He's having a very hard time right now.
What's his name?
The one that died was Dale, and his twin brother is Gail.
Is?
Hasse. Gail, Dale, Hasse. And his twin brother is very hard, having time.
And Gail's living, right? Yeah. Other joys, concerns? Barb.
Pray for Carla and Ken.
Yeah.
Carla's down to about 65 pounds, and it's a tough situation. She's still at home with a lot of home health care, but
can everyone hear that all right?
I can't hear it.
Yeah. Hate to make you go around at this tape. Yeah, can you repeat? And it's for our recording too, which is on Facebook. Go ahead.
Prayers for Kent and Carla Coleman in Waconia. Carla's down to about 65 pounds now, and is just lingering. No interaction or anything, but it's tough on Kent, of course, and so just pray for them in these probably last days, but who knows?
Yeah.
You know.
And I know some friends, Craig and Emily, lost a baby girl. That's the friends of your daughter. Yeah, yeah. 7 days she lived 7 days. And of course, Chris with a brain tumor, right? Barb? Yeah. And the fellow that fell a while ago, Justin Sitz, is still in a coma. Baby Liam. And some of you, of course, knew Muriel von Berg. Her service of Thanksgiving was this past week at the Friends at the County Line Church, Freedom's Church. Any other concerns or joys? Well, let's continue worshiping God as we gather together our covenant with God, and we gather to worship the God who has covenanted with us. Our help comes from God who made heaven and earth. Our wisdom comes from the one who meets us here. Open our eyes, we say, to meet God face to face. Open your ears to hear God's instruction. God takes us by the hand to lead us. The word of God is written on our hearts. Come to taste God's word, which is sweeter than honey. Come to touch the reality of God's presence. Surely God will welcome us and protect us. We will walk with new understanding of truth. And we pray together to say, sow your seed in our midst, O God, for we are empowered to receive what you offer. We want to know you and to bear fruit for your reign among us. We want to meditate on your law and keep your commandments. Draw us into the covenant you have fashioned for us in Jesus Christ, so that we may fulfill our ministry. Amen. No, we always miss the mark a little bit, fall short, but we continue to grow with the help of the Holy Spirit, but yet we need to confess that we always need to do better. So we say this in unison. We confess, O God, that we are not eager to wrestle with you or to take responsibility for sin in our lives. We see ourselves as basically decent, respectable people, yet we have bent your commandments to our own conveniences. We listen only to the word we want to hear. We participate in the greed that is destroying your good earth, and we allow evil to triumph through our neglect. Shake us into awareness that brings change and support us, we pray, on the difficult pain. Amen. And know that our shortcomings, God says, yes, keep growing, my children, keep growing, keep going. Keep persistent. Stay on the path of peace with justice. Some have, of course, on this MEA weekend, aren't here or doing other things today, and one of them is our organist. And so she asked if I could lead the singing. I said I will, if people do sing with me. And so any of these songs are hymns for us. First one is, It's So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest with joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Reassuring us of that trust is to hear God's word read. And I thank you for those that sign up. And Jim, I always know I can count on you to read. And I'm going to sit down, relax, and open myself up to something new that might happen as I sit.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said to them, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming back to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my accuser.' Now for a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? No, I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. Yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on the face of the earth?'" The need to pray always and not to lose heart. Here ends the word of the Lord this morning.
May God add his blessings to the word of the Lord. This parable is found only in Luke. And it's one of those where the writer of Luke, who we think was Luke, said that Jesus said what this meant before he launched into the parable, which, as you know, is a teaching story to pair, to compare. It lays it out against the truths that are happening in our lives, hopefully. The judge is not, it's not an allegory. The judge is not God. In fact, commentators think that this judge was not of the Jewish people, was a Gentile judge. For at that time, I think this was written, there were three people that would decide cases. One that was for, against, or against, and then a third one to settle it in case there was a tie. But perhaps this judge was an appointed judge by the Roman government. But to mistake the judge for God is not a good one, because as you read into it, we learn that God does more than a judge can do. And the woman, of course, symbolizes all poor, helpless, destitute people. The question remains, though, what was her beef? How was she being taken advantage of? In those days, the women, when they lost their husband, they couldn't actually inherit the land. They could live there. But the procedure was to let it go into some other relative who was a male, into their hands. And perhaps maybe someone else stepped in there and somehow got her land. We don't know what her beef really was. But she felt like she was being taken advantage of, that she had, there was a wrong being done. And although inheritance was not legally to be passed on to her, she wanted the judge to advocate for her, to settle the case. And as we heard, he did, not because he really wanted to, but she's pestering me all the time, and this could lead to some real trouble. So I don't care anyway for people or for God, so it's up to me. I'll just hide and settle my case. Not vindicate, which implies, some versions say, use that word, which kind of is a violent word today. It wasn't then. Of course, it's part of the verdict, part of the vengeance sometimes, but not in this case, I don't think. She just wanted the truth. Honesty. Let's get it settled. And what about today? What do we face? One of the concerns of Jesus in telling this parable was the disciples. He perhaps sensed that they were losing heart. But towards the end, he says, don't lose heart. Pray continually and hang in there. The kingdom will come. And in fact, Jesus had actually said, the kingdom of God is near or is here. But that wasn't enough, you see. And of course, we pray every week, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we've got to wonder that too. When will we realize the reign of God in the fullness of God? When will God's will be finally done? Have we lost heart? you and I. Sometimes we get discouraged. We feel, what's the use? Do we lose heart? I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, although conference people tell me that in the UCC we don't have personal Jesuses. Important thing is, of course, not my life, most important, but our life together. Are we walking together? And you've got to ask these days, what kind of Jesus do we say yes to? Have we accepted into our hearts? I read something that really struck me. a couple months ago in the Christian Century magazine, which I subscribe to. The writer was Greg Carey, professor of New Testament at Lancaster Theological Seminary and the Moravian Theological Seminary, and co-pastor of Life Church in Lancaster. And he writes a column on this similar text. He says, our, meaning people in the world, our present conflict concerns not so much whether we accept or reject Jesus, but what kind of Jesus we follow. Some say that Christianity seeks to exercise dominion over all society, claiming Jesus' authority for itself. And some say that this Jesus is to be shared. And a Jesus who blesses, heals, feeds, and uplifts all people. And there's certain proof texts that people use to defend either side. Are we Christian soldiers in the sense of conquering others, or struggling with the enemy within? Not flesh and blood, as Paul reminds us, but spiritual things happening to keep us apart. What kind of Jesus? Is it a kind? Is it a kind Jesus? Warm and loving. And hopefully we're not like the judge who didn't care for anybody, or we sometimes don't care for the outsider, the ones who aren't like us. Are we insulated and isolated from the poor? Do we even care? I remember many years ago, gosh, I think it was 50 years ago, something like that. I played in a big band. It was called the Marv Rietstrom Orchestra. They played in Minnesota, mostly down south. You know, that kind of orchestra where you got four or five saxophones, three or four trombones, two or three trumpets, although sometimes there are more than trumpets, piano, bass, and drums, sometimes a guitar. And it was a dance band, and people get up and dance. Even had an old-time set where we played polkas and waltzes. But mostly it was the music of Basie and Ellington and Sammy Kaye, groups like that. But we had one song where everybody in the orchestra sang. And the song was called Goody Goody. It was like this, Goody Goody. Goody, goody, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, still we got fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich, and the poor have children. Goody, 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 ain't we got fun? Then there was another verse. But the line, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer, I don't know. That's happening today or not, but It seems like it. Do we have a democracy of the people, by the people, and for the people? Or is it democracy of the money, for the money, and by the money? Question we've struggled at for years, all over the globe. The rich get richer, and the poor have children and live their lives. And who loses heart? All of us do, I'm sure, like the disciples. But Jesus says, remember, pray always, I will be with you. And how do we pray always? Well, Paul has some words for us that when we don't know the words, when we can't say the words, the Spirit, the Advocate, prays for us with groans and moans, sighs too deep for human words. One of the things we talk about in confirmation is the Trinity, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Redeemer, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But what's the Holy Ghost? What's the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit do? And I like to stress, advocates for us, is on our side, prays for us and with us, and walks with us in the Spirit of Jesus. Yes, we say, come follow me, follow Jesus. But you know what? We follow the road, the path to peace with justice, but Jesus is walking with us by the Holy Spirit along the way. Do we lose heart? Do we have heart? Maybe I got time to tell you this story again. I know some of you heard it, but then some haven't. When I was in Vietnam, I played in the band over there, you know, and used to have jam sessions. Some of you heard this a couple of weeks ago, so I'm not forgetting things. But we'd get together in the Hooch, that's where we lived, sit around. And I felt gravitated and pulled by the Soul Brothers, the black folks. And I was never so shocked in my life when I saw a portrait of a black Jesus hanging above one of the cots. But we hung out together and we jammed and we shucked and we jived and we laughed and we ribbed each other. But we had what they call jam sessions where, what are we going to play? Well, just start playing. Improvising. And we recorded it. We would record it. And I played the bass guitar. And then there was another guitar and a trumpet. Someone who banged on the lid of a garbage can or something. There was something they shook. And we sometimes sang, made up words. It was all improvised stuff. So after about 20 minutes, somebody said, let's stop and let's listen to it. And so we listened to the tape. And about 15 minutes into it, my bass playing erupted, so to speak. I mean, it got loud, it got too many notes. And when I heard it, I go, oh no, you know. But one of the brothers, one of the Soul Brothers, turned to the other, and I could hear him say it. He said, you know, that bros, he doesn't have soul, but he's got a lot of heart. And, you know, I felt good. I was okay with that. How could I have what soul? How could I go through what oppressed people who not too long ago were slaves? How could I know that? How could I really have the blues? That I was happy with heart. Love God, says the greatest commandment, with all your heart, strength, mind, body, soul. Because in reality, we're all soul brothers and sisters, soulful people. heart, keeping heart. Think about the word. This just dawned on me this week. H-E-A-R-T. So what are the first four letters? H-E-A-R. What are they? What's that spell?
Here.
And then at the end we put a cross or a T. We got to listen to others in a heart-to-heart way. And have heart-to-heart discussions, which are hard to have. Tell us how you really feel, we say sometimes when someone explodes, and let it go. Tell me how you really feel. Facetious. But it's hard to really let others know our feelings sometimes, because we're afraid of how that sharing might get shared with others. But we've all got a heart. And because of God's Holy Spirit with us, we have the good hearts, and we can share together. Amen? I'm going to end this with a pastor who pastored my old church. It's changed its name now to New Journey, so you could say it's a new church for, gosh, was it 12, 13 years? You know, Kelly? I forget. She retired. Was it last Sunday? Yeah. And she left behind a column that they still have in the Hutchinson paper. It was the Leader, now it's called, I think, the Station or something like that. They still have a pastor's column. And the Chronicle doesn't, so Chronicle's still a good paper, don't get me wrong. But she wrote an article in there about this very thing. And I want to conclude with the last paragraph of that article. And I called her yesterday and said, can I do this? Can I use your name? And she said, oh, sure, you know. But I read this, and of course the word spark of the divine is in here, which immediately reminded me of a person I knew who lived into her hundreds, where she was still with it in her mind. And she would often speak of, we all have the spark of the divine. I loved hearing her say that, being reminded of that. So this is related to this. God has placed, Jill says, within each of every heart a spark of divine love. It is that spark of divine love that will guide us to bring healing to a broken world. It is that spark of divine love that holds us tethered to one another and to the God who gave us life. Listen to your heart! Exclamation point. Our statement of faith, this being the third week of the month, is an inside cover of your hymnal. UCC Revised Statement of Faith from the 1959 version. I remember I was so stunned once when I talked to my grandfather Bros many years ago. The subject got to be the Lord's Prayer, and he said, yes, I pray that every night before I go to sleep. And then I say the UCC Statement of Faith. I said, mean you have it memorized? He said, oh yes. And he said, which one? He said, well, the one, we believe in you, O God, as if we were speaking to God. Let's join together to say our faith, that we believe in you, O God, Eternal Spirit, God of our Savior Jesus Christ and our God. And to your deeds we testify. You call the worlds into being, create persons in your own image, and set before each one the ways of life and death. You seek in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. You judge people and nations by your righteous will, declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, you have come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death, and reconciling the world to yourself. You bestow upon us your Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. You call us into your church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be your servants in the service of others, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. You promise to all who trust you forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, your presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in your realm which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto you. Amen. Join me in prayer, and then we'll sing our prayer song. Yes, we thank you, O God, for your Spirit working always. And yes, we do question that you're really around, and you're always seeking to heal and make things better. But yet at the same time, we realize we can do things and we can explore and find out things through our mind and through research and development, things our teachers all over have taught us, not only by lessons, but their enthusiasm. And so we pray together for so many people, Craig and Emily, Dave, friends of Spencer, lost their little baby, Muriel Van Berg and her family, Chris with the brain tumor, Kent and Carla, baby Liam, Justin Sitz, so many people. We celebrate with Louie and Ardeen together, weddings, couples all over. Help us to heal and to get through the daily chores, our responsibilities which we shoulder and yet sometimes seem to crush us. And we thank you together for lifting us up. And so we join in this prayer that Jesus taught us to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Oh yeah, and I forgot Gail, and Ale Hasse, and you may have a good trip down to Denver and celebrate his life. Now our song, This Is My Song. You may know it as Finlandia. And I thought, before we sing it, I'm not going to sing Newson, but the words to that. This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. And now this song, Finlandia, with different words, this beautiful tune. Be still, my soul, Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God the order and provide. Rechange, he faithfully remains. Sit still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still His voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, our woe forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last. Let's stand as we sing Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Join me in this offertory prayer with thanksgiving for your presence in all our coming and going, through all our work and leisure, in our times of faithfulness, and when we break covenant, we bring offerings. May these resources help your people to know you more fully and serve you more effectively. Equip us for every good work, that your church may witness boldly and influence profoundly. So be it. We give thee but to thine own, whatever the gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. This song isn't a solo for me. I thought I'd just throw this in at the last moment. Did you sing this when you were growing up? Rock of my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Anybody ever sing that song? Oh, your hand went up, Matt, Sandra. Okay, Sandra sing it, all right. Goes like this. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, oh, rock my soul. Well, it's so high, you can't get over it, so low, you can't get under it, so wide, you can't get around it, you got to go into the door. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, oh, rock my soul. He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands, he's got the wind and the rain in his hands, he's got the wind and the rain in his hands, he's got the whole world in his soul. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands, he's got the tiny little baby in his hands, he's got the tiny little baby in his hands, he's got the whole world in his mind. He's got a you and me, brother, in his hands, he's got a you and me, brother, in his hands, he's got a you and me, sister, in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hand. Last time, he's got a you and me, in his hands, he's got a everybody here, in his hands, he's got a everybody here, in his hands, he's got the whole world in his, whole world in his, whole world in his sand. I don't want to quit, but we better, because there's treats today afterwards? No. What? Not today. Okay. Well, there's a council meeting, and in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May God cause his face to shine upon you, look upon you with kindness, gracious to you, lift up his countenance, and give you peace. Amen.